Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr, 9th of June, and Inside Agriculture brought to you by Stout Miller in Valley City. In farm news this morning, Canada has temporarily suspended livestock imports from Texas following the recent detection of New World screwworm, raising new concerns for cattle producers and animal health officials. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency announced June 5th it will halt imports of livestock, including horses, that originated in or were present in Texas within 21 days of entry into Canada. The agency noted the New World screwworm is not present in Canada and said it will continue monitoring the situation alongside U.S. officials. But something else is here. El Niño. AccuWeather meteorologists say El Niño conditions have developed in the tropical Pacific and could have significant implications for U.S. agriculture and weather patterns over the next 2 years. AccuWeather says sea surface temperatures in the equatorial Pacific have risen above the threshold typically used to declare El Niño conditions. Meteorologist Paul Pastelak says the El Niño will strengthen quickly. For farmers, El Niño can bring wetter conditions to parts of the Southwest, while increasing the risk of drier weather in some already drought-stricken regions of the country. Weather patterns may also reduce Atlantic hurricane activity by increasing wind shear across the basin. AccuWeather forecasts 11 to 16 named storms this hurricane season. Here in the upper Midwest, El Niño influence on our weather, uncertain. Global demand for crop protection products will continue growing over the next 5 years as farmers work to protect yields and meet rising food demand. That according to a new report from Markets and Markets, the global crop protection chemicals market will grow from $83.3 billion last year to $106.3 billion by 2030. The Asia-Pacific region expected to remain a key market due to its large agricultural sector, intensive crop production, and growing food demand. Did you hear about the 200-acre farm that sold in south central Wisconsin? $22,000 per acre. About 15 miles south of Madison, sold in five tracts for a combined $4.5 million. Agriculture.com said 50 bidders registered for the sale. He says it was one of the quickest, most rapid-fire bidding in an auction he had ever been a part of in years. A local dairy farmer ultimately purchased all five tracts, adding the land to an existing operation that already borders part of the property. This is Inside Agriculture. I'll be right back with Morning Markets.